Eleanor shivered a little under his touch and held out her hands to the fire. He still stood behind her, close enough that if she were to turn around, she would be almost pressed against him. The sheer size of him, tall and broad-shouldered as he was, made her feel tiny and fragile. She had been alone with him in his library this morning and felt no more than a tingle of excitement because such privacy was forbidden. But being closed into the little parlour in his company was different. Perhaps it was because the inn was more anonymous. Though the innkeeper clearly recognised Rackham, he'd acknowledged Eleanor only with a polite nod. Or perhaps the ripple of agitation she was feeling now, the sense that her insides had fermented, was because when they'd been alone and private together in his house, he hadn't yet kissed her. Oh, do stop thinking about that kiss. She wondered what Izzy would have thought had she, rather than Lady Stone, been in Grosvenor Square to observe. Would Izzy have noticed the way his mouth had moved against Eleanor's and how his tongue had slipped so naturally between her lips? Eleanor had not anticipated anything of the sort. The only kisses she remembered receiving were the rare ones her parents had bestowed, her father's lips dry and firm against her forehead, her mother's warm on her cheek. Had she ever given it a moment's consideration, she would have expected a kiss from a man to be much the same. But then Lord Rackham, Lord Rake, was not just any man. She wondered if it was the business about the tongues that Izzy had heard, or if there was still more about kissing that she didn't know. Of course, she wouldn't be finding out. And it was utterly foolish, as well as simply wrong, to feel a quiver of disappointment about that. She realised that he'd said something about breakfast, and she turned her head to look at him. From this angle, his lips seemed just right for his chiselled face, a fitting match for the firm jaw, brilliant eyes and notable nose. Who would think, in looking at him, that his mouth could be so unexpectedly soft? It could caress like the brush of the softest silk. Eleanor felt herself swaying again, leaning toward him. "Come and sit down," he said. "A cup of tea will fix you up, and you'll get your lan legs back quickly." Eleanor thought it unlikely that her unsteadiness stemmed from the motion of the carriage, but she wasn't about to admit how much he had unsettled her. She took a seat at the small table. She'd been too absorbed to notice when the maid had brought in the tray, but the scent of the steaming tea tugged at her senses as she poured. Rackham shook his head when she offered him a cup. "The innkeeper is bringing me a tankard of ale. I hope it doesn't take long for breakfast to arrive, for fresh air always makes me ravenous." And that was the sum total of his concerns at the moment, Eleanor reminded, and had to laugh at her own foolishness for expecting that inconvenient thoughts about kissing might cloud the experienced Lord Rackham's brain.